us. Thank you for joining us here at Greendale 101. This is session 5.5, in which we'll be covering answers for homework of the week and feedback that has to do with episode 3 of season 3, Competitive Ecology. I am Brian. Joining me is my favorite Martian, Senor Ben.
Hello. I still am confused why I'm a senor, and unless I'm just a reference to Chang, and I promise I'm not that insane.
Not yet. It's a slow progression. We'll get there eventually. It takes a little bit of time and effort, but I think we can push you to that level of crazy.
We'll see. Tune in to our season finale next May. Now we gotta think of something now. Well, this is our feedback episode. We didn't want to give you one giant episode where you have to do or listen to like 2 hours of us talking, because you might not have that much time. So we did, or what we're going to start doing, if you guys like it. If you don't, let us know. We'll try to make it one long one, but if you like it this way, that's even better. We have one episode that'll be purely about the episode itself, which I assume you've already listened to, and if not, then you skipped one. So you might want to go back in case we reference stuff. This one is purely about the emails we've gotten, the homework, that responses we got to the homework. I guess the homework has been completed. There are like 6 billion of you out there, and we only got like 8 responses.
I'm going to be honest, better than I thought we would get.
Me too. Tumblr is useful.
I still don't understand it. But I don't have to. That's your thing. You're the tumble master.
I'm working on it. I get a lot of help from Community Soup. Plug to Community Soup, who is awesome and has been mentoring me in the ways of Tumblr. Also, awesome because she made us the picture for this week. She screen capped it from the episode for us and made it the right size. That will be with the podcast. So yeah. Thank you, Community Soup. Everyone check that Tumblr out. Emails. We have 2 of those. Our first one is from Erwin. I think you're going to cover that one, Brian.
Oh, am I?
I think you are.
Oh, do I have that? Stalin. Bueller? Okay. Erwin says, hello, guys. This is Erwin. Good way for somebody named Erwin to start an email.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're off the bat.
Thank you, Erwin.
Straight to the point.
I am one of your new listeners that discovered your podcast thanks to Dan Harmon's retweet. Oh, thank you. Thank you again, Mr. Harmon, who's not listening. It's much appreciated.
Yes. Also, you are one of maybe about like 80-something listeners. It depends if you go by the stats I have on one website, which says we had about 12 or maybe 30 or 40 listens total. If you go by followers, it's like 80. But if you go by listens according to the website that it's uploaded on, it's about 130.
Not too shabby.
All but just like starting out. 3 of those are because of Dan Harmon's tweet. Thank you, Dan Harmon, so much. And thank you, Erwin, for listening.
Yes, thank you, Erwin. Erwin continues saying, so far I've enjoyed every episode, every podcast. Your podcasts are like episode commentaries. Can't wait for the next one. Regarding what celebrity I would like to appear in Community as a professor at Greendale, it is a no-brainer. I would love for Bill Murray to appear on the show.
Yes, and that's answer to the homework of the week, which was, who would you want to guest star on Community and as whom? And in a later email, he further specified that he would want Bill Murray to play Jeff's dad.
Oh, God. Oh, it's just dawning on me now. The idea of Chevy Chase and Bill Murray being on screen together, it's kind of melting my brain.
It would, yeah.
It's wrinkling my brain.
Reference. Good idea,
Do you think Pierce would punch Jeff's father?
I don't know. I think Pierce would get along with Jeff's father.
We'll see. But he says, I would love for Bill Murray to appear on the show. Imagine the possibilities for his episode. They could do an homage to Groundhog Day, Ghostbusters, etc.
Yes, it'd be. They have a lot of choices there.
Well, guys, that is my homework. I don't have enough words to say how awesome your podcast. Oh, dang it. I don't know if I should read this. It seems very self-congratulatory for me to read this.
He's telling us, though.
I can't wait to listen to the next one. Sincerely, Erwin R. Erwinner.
Ooh, yes, that is true. We're going to call you Erwinner. Because you are one.
Yeah, I don't know if Erwin is down with that, but if so, Erwinner.
If so, let us know. I assume you will be listening to this because you seem to like our show a lot. And also, thank you for the iTunes review you left on iTunes.
Oh, wow. First iTunes review. That's exciting.
If anyone else wants to leave us an iTunes review, I don't have a website. Go to iTunes for Greendale 101. We're the one with the anus flag.
Yes, of course. Not that other Greendale 101.
That does not have the anus flag. Yeah. When you see the anus flag, you know you've made it to us. And... yeah, review us, rate us. The more we have, the more likely it is that someone who works in the show will take notice. And then maybe we can have, like, involvement from them.
Yeah. Again, that's
at least a writing assistant.
Let's keep under the radar.
We'll see. We'll see.
May I remind you, I hosted a marginally successful podcast about Lost for several years, and I solicited a guest involved in the show anyway. Craft Services, I said. We got no one.
Yes, but we are, as far as I can tell, the only Greendale podcast, and Dan Harmon is at least aware enough of its existence to have retweeted once.
Again, I'm still really concerned. We're going too mainstream. I just want to stay under the radar.
As we have to be so far up the radar's butt that it can't use the bathroom.
I
didn't know where I was going when I started that sentence, and it did somewhere I did not like.
You could have fooled me. Yeah, that took a real dark turn about halfway through.
Like Community. Another email. This one's from Natalie. Listen to the Community podcast. Just had a few quiments.
Oh, quiments. Yeah, it's
comments with a QU.
It's a question and a comment. It's a quiment. It's a reference to the Nerdist podcast.
Oh, I have not heard that. I'm sorry.
No, it's good. Sorry. It's okay.
Don't hate me.
No need to apologize for that.
And she asks us if we ship Jeff and Britta or Jeff and Annie. Brian.
Excellent question. My answer is no.
I ship Jeff and no one. I want the group to mainly just remain a family, like they kind of are. I like what they're playing with, all the different relationships, but I think in the end, they will be just more of a functional family than anything else.
I ship their codependence.
I don't have anyone, I don't have anything against anyone who ships either way, but,
this is kind of a new thing for me. So shipping, is that exclusively in a romantic context, or could it be just could it be on like a more general scale, like a friendly level, like, oh man, I really like those Jeff and Abed episodes?
I think traditionally it's relationship, but we will expand the definition to friendship.
Romantic relationship.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, because there are multiple relationships. But
I will talk more about what I ship in a second after this email. And after the homework, I asked the audience to borrow something from Regis on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And, it didn't have to be Regis because now someone else hosts it. But, and I asked listeners what they think. And we can go over that in a second.
I ship Chang in a complete psychotic break.
That is not a great thing to ship.
Come on, will they, won't they, I don't know.
No, they won't, or they will, but that's scary. And she asks us if we see any resemblance in the Community characters to other characters from other shows.
Oh, good question. Let's see. Jeff reminds me a lot about that guy from The Soup, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, they are, they even look kind of similar, it's weird.
How did that happen? No, yeah. I don't know. Let's see.
Arrested Development. The Dean reminds me of Tobias.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, you've mentioned that before. I can see that.
Me too. I'm trying to think of what else. Because, I mean, I watch a decent amount of television.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Jeff is, you know, that lead guy, very charismatic. He's kind of like a Sam Malone from Cheers.
That's true, but how often do you really get a douchebag who we actually like?
I've watched a lot of Cheers recently. I'm going to go with Sam Malone.
All right.
Sam's kind of a slimy guy, real ladies' man. He's got the little black book, but somehow he can be really charming while doing really despicable things.
Pierce reminds me of Chevy Chase.
I don't see it. I can't. I'm not with you on that one.
I don't know. They seem almost exactly the same.
I don't know. There are these really broad character types that you see on many different shows, but I think what makes Community kind of wonderful is I almost can't imagine these characters existing in any other context, like Abed.
I can't think of anyone for Abed, really. Who else is that meta? Maybe Morgan Freeman and, like, Bruce Almighty? Does that count?
So you're saying Abed reminds you of God?
I guess. Shirley characters I know I've seen in other shows, for the most part, or at least a basic version of Shirley, but I can't remember which one. But I know I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen any type characters, kind of. But again, I can't remember specifically a good version.
Yeah, let's see. Young, overachiever, comes from wealth, but no longer. Didn't you make a Elliot from Scrubs comparison at some point?
Oh, yeah. In some ways she is, but in other ways she's not. I'd say a little bit like that, especially in a couple of the speeches she has early on, like when she rants at Pierce when he's playing the piano for the school song. That one sounds a lot like Elliot with the way she goes, like, talking really, 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 really fast and, like, going randomly high-pitched every now and then. Britta reminds me of people that I kind of know. So does Annie.
Hmm.
Yeah, both of those types I went to school with. Britta is the most normal. She seems like a real person almost most of the time until, like, her stuff from last episode. Other than that, like, except when she tries to be funny and she doesn't quite get it. It makes it funny to us that she isn't funny in the show, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no. I can get behind that.
Like the shooting the fingers down to flip someone off. It was funny that she failed at something like that. To them, it probably wouldn't have been funny at all. I'd be like, wow, you're stupid. But that makes it funny to us.
Yeah, Britta for the win. Hit me with your genie's bottle.
Yeah, see, again, yeah, her trying to do stuff, but not really getting it. She doesn't she doesn't really try to be funny. She's just inadvertently funny to us. Everyone else, like, can actually be funny in the group. But no one finds her funny.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Starburns, Walter White.
Oh,
let's move on.
Oh, God. No. Starburns was trying to get Dr. Professor Kane to be the scientist.
Okay, fine. Starburns, Jesse Pinkman.
Yes. They both have color names. Not Starburns. But does he have a last name? We don't know it. It's Alex.
Alex, yeah. Oh.
Starburns.
Alex Starburns, yeah.
I don't know. But, and then Natalie concludes, sorry for this being so lengthy, Natalie. That was not lengthy at all. Do not worry. Send us longer ones if you feel like it. I've seen much, 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 much longer emails. Ones that we actually have to, like, cut stuff out to read the whole thing. I know you have, I'm pretty sure.
Those have come up over the years.
Yeah, so feel free to, if you have more questions or more to say, go for it. Homework of the week. We can cover that right now.
Yep, we've heard from Erwin. Who else responded to our call for homework of the week?
We have listener Anne.
No, listener Anne, really? She wrote in? Yeah. I haven't heard from her in forever. She's still doing well? She's alive?
She's alive and well. She said Felicia Rashad as Shirley's mother-in-law.
Yeah, all right, sure. Yeah,
that'd be interesting.
Bring on the Cosby reunion.
That would be, I would like that. Oh, if Bill Cosby is Ben's grandpa, that would have been, that'd be the best. Look Out for Hannah had two answers. Mindy Kaling is Abed's long lost sister.
Yeah, and sure. Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
That could be like a May sweeps kind of big event. Like The Office's Mindy Kaling guest starring on Community.
And Abed would have, I'm sure, stuff to say about sitcoms and long lost siblings and how they always disappear after that. It happened in Brady Bunch.
Yeah. Cousin Oliver. Yeah, she'd have to be like his cousin or some kind of other distant relative, because isn't it pretty firmly established that he's an only child?
Oh, that's why it's a long-lost sister.
Long-lost. He didn't even know about her.
Yeah, no
idea. His father had an affair 29 years ago, and I don't know.
Either way, Look Out for Hannah also answered Chelsea Handler as one of Jeff's crazy exes. That would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, that could work. I could see that playing.
Because I'm sure Jeff might have had at least one semi-serious relationship at some point in the past, like whatever 30 something years, 40 something, I don't know, late 30 something years. Wugga, I guess, said Bryan Cranston as a chemistry teacher. Yes. I can't remember if we mentioned that or not on or off air, but that is a good idea.
This is my first time hearing that at all. Yeah.
That would be brilliant.
Oh god, that is amazing.
Embrace the Tiny Donkey. Nice name there. Well, I'm going by your Tumblr names, so I hope you don't mind. But you answered that way, and I can't just make up names for you. Embrace the Tiny Donkey with the awesome name says Adam Scott as Britta's new anti-winger boyfriend.
Yeah, all right. I can see that. Adam Scott from Parks and Rec and Party Down fame.
It'd be interesting. And or Chris Hardwick as lovable, overachieving new student/professor for the funsies. I could see that, too.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'm sure, Joel could probably get Chris Hardwick if they ever needed him.
True, I'm sure Hardwick would love the work.
Yeah.
It's a great show to guest star on, I'm assuming. That'd be an honor.
And we have one more of these. What Maddie said, Neil Flynn reprising his role as janitor from Scrubs.
Oh, you know it'd be amazing if he was just janitor from Scrubs and Abed is the only one that recognized him. He's the guy from Scrubs.
No, I don't want him to...
Abed, like, he's the only one that sees it. Abed, what are you talking about? It's just the custodian.
That's the guy... if that was the same guy who walked behind Chang in the episode and was jealous of the leg wife.
Yeah, it's actually that guy, but when Abed looks at him, he sees the janitor Scrubs.
That would be great. And it says Sam Lloyd as Ted again. So Ted the lawyer.
He's been on Cougar Town, so they're having
Those were both by the same creator, though.
Yeah. Well, but they're having the crossover event, and we had the Cougarton people on Community for like half a second. So
does Neil Flynn still have his show going? I thought he was in like Parenthood or something like that.
I think his sitcom's called The Middle.
Oh, The Middle.
Maybe.
I would like that. He was really good in Scrubs. And what Maddie said continues that Neil Goldman needs to make this happen. I did not know that Neil Goldman worked on both shows.
Yes. Yeah, that's the connecting link.
Did he work on Family Guy? Because there's a character named Neil Goldman.
Yes, named after Neil Goldman.
I thought so. I was just making sure. All right, well, thank you for all the homework. And what's the next homework, Brian, for responses for next week?
Well, keeping with the theme of this week's episode, competitive ecology, I think it was. We would like you to write in and let us know, given the choice, if you're in that situation, who would you choose as your lab partner and why? Don't feel limited by the main cast. If you want to branch out and say, Leonard, I would be really curious to know why you would pick Leonard. So,
why would you pick Magnitude? Would he be useful when all he says is pop pop?
I'm sure you could work around that limitation and really make it work.
Would you pick Duncan?
Yeah, you could go like super, super unconventional like that. But so
Drew
send
Carey's
in your
character.
Yeah, I'd like to see that guy again with the weird hole in his hand.
That was so weird, but awesome.
So if you have an answer to the, well, I guess it wouldn't be an answer, would it? If you would like to participate in this week's homework assignment, shoot an email to greendale101@gmail.com or tumble us.
At greendale101.tumblr.com.
That's a verb, right? You can tumble.
That's what tumble. I go with.
Tumbling or, is something you do.
Or give us a phone call at 120-FATNEIL5.
Tumbling is not a crime.
But yeah, do all those things if you like. You don't have to, but we like responses, because if we don't, we won't have enough to make a second podcast every week, and it'll be one slightly longer one.
No, yeah, absolutely. I love hearing from the community.
What is the community? That's kind of too many syllables to say in a row.
The community, the communities, the communies, the commies.
The commies?
You know
what? Thank you, commies, comrades.
Oh, no. secondary homework assignment.
You were stalling earlier.
Oh, God, you're right. Secondary homework assignment. If there is already a accepted term for the communities, tell me what that is, or if you want to coin one here on the podcast, please, I welcome it.
Me too. Oh, I would like to know. And we still have one more thing we can cover. It's unofficial, doesn't have a specific
human
spot.
Beings.
Oh, we could be the human beings, but that's...
Yeah, too broad. What's the...
Comrades.
Please, beloved listener, write in and replace comrade. I don't have to go with comrade.
Yeah. But our last unofficial segment for this shorter than the last thing podcast.
Yes.
We're going to go over shippers. I asked you guys how you feel about shippers. Like how you ship, relationship, love-wise or friend-wise or anything. And we got quite a few responses from quite a few people.
Wow. All right. I'm curious to hear these.
All right. I'll go with Irwin first because he emailed in. Irwin says he is for Annie and Troy, trannies for the win. Yeah. I put that out there the other day. I was wondering because I am personally a tranny shipper.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can see it as something that they would say on the show, because they had the tranny queen at the end of season one.
Yeah, the tranny dance.
The tranny dance. I hope... Well, I don't want them to get relationship-wise, but I want to see them more as friends. I haven't seen that in a while.
Okay, all right. That could be
interesting. The tranny friendship. Where, like, Annie is Troy's backpack... Or Troy's Annie's backpack, sorry. Other way around. No, wait. Never mind. Chrono Cross XP... they say that they like Troy and Annie. Oh, two for that one.
Yep. All right. I'm marking down another mark under the Troy and Annie column.
So we almost need like a grid of all the characters on like on the X and Y axis just to see, because there's so many combinations. Irwin, I read Irwin. Monkey Slut says Troy and Britta. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. No, it's That's definitely a thing. Like you mentioned on the last show, that one scene kind of played into that a little bit. We've had other ones in the past.
Oh, they kissed once even.
Yeah, you're right.
That would be interesting.
You are correct.
Pixie Stick, Abed and Britta. That is an interesting one that I've been thinking about a little bit. Britta seems to protect Abed several times, and she wrote him the check for his film class. In this one, she tried to stand between Jeff and Abed and got picked up and thrown out of the way.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. Yeah, good.
Had multiple moments. Laser Lotus, awesome related name, says Jeff and Britta, but I'd still like to see Troy and Britta explored for a while. Alrighty. Embrace the Tiny Donkey again. Jeff and Britta and Annie and Abed. That's a new one.
Yeah, you're right. They had that thing at the end of season two, the Star Wars Han Solo thing.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That worked pretty well for a one-off thing. If they wanted to revisit that, I would not be opposed to it.
Maybe she fell for him when he did his Don Draper impression. She got really close to kissing him.
Yeah, and that was a really good Don Draper.
That was. Wooz. That was.
Wooz.
LT Greg Chico. LT Gray Chico. When it's all run together, I couldn't tell. I spaced it out mentally. It's not LT Gray Chico. Yeah, LT Gray Chico says, I hate shipping. That being said, I ship Troy Annie. Tranny.
Wow.
Another tranny out there.
Even if you hate shipping, you gotta have a pairing.
Gotta love the trannies. Marshall Tyler says, Jeff Britta, Jeff Annie, Troy Annie, Abed Annie, and Shirley Chang. That's someone with Annie. Where's
Shirley Chang? It's pretty good.
That is a good one. Chang Britta. That's they do have.
Oh yeah, Chang Britta. Yeah.
They seem to really hate each other though. Still.
Yeah. Chang Britta. That's I'm not much of a shipper, but that's an idea I find interesting. So.
Where's Pierce? Where's Pierce and all that?
Pierce Shirley.
There are no Pierce Shirleys on here.
Aww.
Velma Dinkley, which I guess you stopped doing Mystery Machine things. For relationships, I'm all for Jeff Britta and Abed Annie. I also love the Troy Abed Annie friendship. Ah, nice. Another You're Abed right. Annie.
It's a good trio.
It is. Those three are fun. And Community Soup, friend of the show, Community Soup, says, relationship, Jeff and Britta. Friendship, Jeff and Troy and Jeff and Abed, because we don't get to see it enough.
Agreed.
That is true.
Mentioned that earlier. That's.
I really like the Jeff-Abed friendship. Like at the end of the Chicken Finger episode.
Yeah, where they do the 16 candles.
Yeah. And they are both kind of the emotional outcast, because Jeff tends to choose to not care, and Abed doesn't seem to actually be able to.
You're right.
So the two of them are usually left alone. The other ones all do the emotional stuff. Those two often don't. Yeah, that's really... And thank you for all of your answers. I might try to think of another random, easy question like that. Or if you have... If you haven't responded and you have your own shipper response, shoot us an email on any of those things that we said a second ago, because there are a lot.
I'm shipping Pierce and everybody's tolerance, so hopefully we'll see how that goes.
Maybe if Pierce gets more tolerant, they can get more tolerant of Pierce. I ship Dean and Jeff.
Oh. All right, you know what? That's Jilted. Not the... It's not the craziest thing we've heard here.
I also ship the two Deans.
Oh, Dean.
Yeah.
City Spreck, College Dean.
Spreck and Pelton.
Yeah. Okay, I ship Leonard and someone else. Sure. Leonard and Vicky. There you go.
Leonard and Vicky. Well, Vicky and Magnitude. They had a scene together.
Sure. Vicky Magnitude, Annie Magnitude, Fat Neil, Britta. Oh. I ship Fat Neil and Britta. There you go.
They were nice to him. I do kind of ship Vicky and Fat Neil. They had the nice scene in the birth episode.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
They sat next to each other and they just wanted to have their own thing. No, the main group makes it all about them. The mean clique.
Yeah.
I think that's about it for the episode. We've covered everything.
All right. Well, again, we welcome any kind of feedback to community101@gmail.com. Tumble us, tweet us, Facebook us.
On Facebook, but I haven't updated that in a while. So you can like it if you want. I'll update it eventually.
Ah, you guys are smart. You know how this thing works. Just find us on the internet.
Friendster.
We're on the internet. MySpace.com/GreenDot101.
LinkedIn. Foursquare.
Oh, yeah, Foursquare, of course.
We're all over that stuff. Zanga.
So, oh, God. Yeah, Zanga.
We technically have a blog, but don't go there because the Tumblr works well enough. Oh, by the way, if you were hearing this and cannot find the podcast any other way, if you go to our Tumblr on the right, there is a link for the episode specifically. So if you don't want to see any of the posts but the podcast, just click that link. Also, one more thing I almost forgot to add. We have a chat box on the page. So if you would like to randomly pop in and chat, There's a chance that I will be around, and if not, I will see it when I come back, so maybe we can catch each other sometime. Or during the episode. We've had a couple people in there. We're chatting while it airs. So join us.
All right. So thank you for listening again. Find us, review us on iTunes. Yeah, the thing. Do the thing. Do the thing you know. It's not your first rodeo. You know how podcasts work. So again, or maybe not.
Maybe Dan Harmon introduced you. Ew, one more not even really important
introduced
thing.
You to the concept of podcasting?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
One more quick thing. This isn't like a mandatory thing. It's just a request. Actually, I have two requests. One, if you have any submission for the logo, I will be putting them on the Tumblr later this week. And you can vote on which one you would prefer as our logo. And if you want to make one, what we're looking for is like the anus logo with like Greendale 101 on there. That's pretty much the gist of it. I don't have graphical skills. I can only edit audio. So if anyone wants to do that, you can send that to us or post it on Tumblr or message it to me or something. I don't know. Because I will always see everything on Tumblr. Another request, something you absolutely do not have to do, but if you're bored, go for it. If you get really bored, feel free to tweet anyone who works on the show about our existence in hopes that they will retweet the existence of Greendale 101.
So shameless.
If just I do it, I feel annoying. But if you guys do it, you'd be like, at Dan Harmon, I love at Greendale 101. I'm not like, no, you don't have to do it like that.
You guys should feel annoying.
If you get bored, go ahead and do that because interviews.
No, don't do it, guys. Come on.
Also, the more vocal the fans are, we might one day, months in the future, have a roundtable or something where we'll bring a couple of you guys on to chat and discuss.
You know, we've got enough people listening now. No need to expand past what we have. Be happy with what we have.
We need millions of listeners. We need more listeners than watch Community.
Oh, that's a really sad thought.
It's impossible, probably, too, but still.
Yeah, true. Okay, well, again, thank you for joining us. This is the end of the podcast. Until next time, class dismissed.